Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:06 on Thursday morning. It's almost F Day. Special day of the week. It's like Friday Eve today. Do we still need to do the intern call out? Fall interns?
Oh, we got some, I heard.
You did?
Yeah.
Who'd you hear that from?
It's going around in the hall. We're all locked up, but with interns.
I did hire one.
Oh, good.
Lovely young boy.
Thank God.
Yes.
Oh, lovely young
There's
boy.
One. I have two more interviews next week.
And so we do need people to continue.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, if you just got to town, you're settling in, you're looking for an internship, we need you. Send an email to Uzette, U-Z-E-T-T-E, at RadioAlice.com, and include your resume and a cover letter, and don't misspell anything. We are looking for fall interns.
Don't put to whom it may concern.
Yeah, don't. Just dear Uzette.
Anything.
Or hey, Sarah and Vinny gang.
Yeah, anything.
Sure.
Not that.
To dear whom? Sir. Is that okay?
I'll hand that one to you.
Oh, yeah, all right.
That's obviously for you.
Well, I'll get your hiring done immediately.
Is this one of those all hot chicks win?
Well, no, I don't even know that that's something you can say out loud anymore. But I would just hire whoever sends them in.
That's not, I don't think that's the right way.
That's why I'm not in charge of that.
Right.
Because
I'd want to be done
with
it too.
Because if it's any indication, your first impression, if it's any indication and this doesn't look good, it's not up to par, then why would I want you here?
Right. Exactly. You're just going to yell at them.
No, it's just we want people sharp.
Sure. We want a bunch of sharp tacks
right
in this place.
Wow.
So use that at RadioAlice.com. We'd love to have you work here. It actually pays. Yeah. Not much, but it does pay.
Super fun.
And the hours are terrible.
Real money.
You will love it.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Time for Celebrity Trash. The top 10 highest paid YouTubers based on ad revenue. I know one name on this whole list.
Well, PewDiePie is a biggie.
PewDiePie's the guy. He is still the number one earner, and he's the only one whose name I recognize. So I was like, okay, well, what are these people doing? What is so great about them that they're... And by the way, most of their money looks like it comes from merchandise. Did you look at some of these? I had Bryn go do a bunch of homework for me this morning.
So can I have you go back for a second?
Sure.
We have Rob Thomas tickets here.
Oh, darn it, all we do. Duh. Hey, we're going back for just a moment, everyone. That was just an... If you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, you get a pair of tickets to see Rob Thomas at the Safeway Open in Napa on Saturday, September 28th, and you're in the running for the VIP upgrade. Mm. Access to the private VIP viewing section. Tickets are available at safewayopen.com. All right. Celebrity Trash. So people make a lot of money on YouTube.
Yeah.
The only name I know is PewDiePie. I'll start with him. He's number one. He made... I shouldn't even say what he... This is what he makes per month. He has 100 million subscribers.
Dang.
So his deal is he's a Swedish YouTuber. They say he's a comedian. And he's a gamer content commenter. And that's it. He plays these games. He talks his talk. He apparently says racist stuff at times.
Mm-hmm.
That has not hurt him. 100 million subscribers. Average monthly merchandise revenue. Merchandise. $6.83 million. Average per month. Ad revenue? So I guess...
So you get a PewDiePie coffee mug?
Or, yeah, PewDiePie game controller or...
Oh.
Or, I don't know, what, T-shirt?
Well, I'm asking.
With you.
I don't...
I'm seeing T-shirts, sweatshirts.
What do they cost?
$29, $55, $35.
Just
there's a whole little club going on.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Per month?
You get a little. You can buy a bag for $100.
Oh boy, kind of bag.
You know when you were growing up, a Converse bag. You know, like a gym bag,
like a duffel bag.
Yeah. Small one. Hats. There's looks like cards.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, 6.83 million per month selling crap. So he must have a whole shipping department.
Well, everybody does this. This isn't new. This is what bands do this. We could do this.
Sarah does this.
Well,
I ain't making no $6.83 million.
No, I'm talking about Sarah and Vinny t-shirts, yeah. Sarah and Vinny mugs. Yeah. We could make our own. We could. Mm-hmm. You and I could go in, fund it, start a website, and but we don't because we're lazy and because we don't.
Well, then we have to hire people and to then run it.
Well, it's like, well, we don't own our own image, though.
We don't.
Someone else does.
It's, well.
Well, they could do it.
They could do it.
I bet they could sell merch.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think they could stop. I don't think they would stop us if we were doing it ourselves because
I'm sure they'd be like, we'd like a piece of that pie.
You think so?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can do all the work and you can get it all going. And by the way, we own you, so we get all the profits.
It's kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
I just think it is, but, yeah. But whatever. I mean, the guy's making bank, but bands do it. I'll buy a Tool t-shirt. I love Tool.
I wonder what Tool makes a month online.
Probably a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, this dude, PewDiePie, with his 100 million subscribers, is making about $8 million a month. A month. That's what he makes per month.
T-shirt for 30 bucks. Nice.
Remember the old, this is way back.
Tool.
Remember we used to do gigs and I would design shirts for the my band's shows? Mm-hmm. They used to sell those things out right then that night.
Immediately.
Gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you get 100 t-shirts and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Boom.
Yep. $25. Boom, boom, boom. Or more.
So there you go. PewDiePie is making the most, about $8 million. But there's a bunch of other people on here. I'll start at the bottom here. Smosh. He is an American sketch comedy YouTube guy.
Oh,
I'm sorry. It's two dudes. Anthony Padilla and Ian Hecox. Smosh.com was created by this Anthony dude for making flash animations. Later, he was joined by his friend Ian, and now they make, looks like, I don't know, just under $2 million a month, 24 million subscribers.
Wow.
I know.
You know what? I'm seeing another listing that says 43.6 million. Oh, combined subscribers. So maybe each of them?
Oh, maybe. Well, yeah, this is just Smosh. Mm. So I don't know if they have individual things. Yeah. But the guy's been doing it since 02.
They're out of Carmichael, right? Sacramento area.
There's a guy named Jack Septici. His name is really Sean William McLaughlin. But Jack Septici is an Irish YouTuber. He does vlogs and a Let's Play series. He's got over 10 billion views on his channel, over 22 million subscribers. And he's the most subscribed channel in Ireland. And he's making just under $2 million a month. Just merch. It's all merch for these. I mean, his ad revenue is like $235,000.
That's all per month.
Now, these guys.
And $1.4 million in merch.
Probably aren't latching on to the little YouTube advertising that everybody else is on, right? They have their own. At that rate, you'd have your own advertising
I have no idea.
Department.
I would think that they probably have ads that are placed in there. But,
and get money off of that as well.
But they do get per billion views, however much money from YouTube. Like, I have no idea. Mm. Because YouTube gets paid by whatever advertisers.
Most
and then
of these
they
guys
pay.
Have over 100 million views already. So,
right.
I
it's
mean,
crazy.
I don't know how much that.
But whatever their monthly views are is I guess, how they would get paid.
Do you want to watch any of the videos? Or
sure. Is this funny? Is this the Jack Septici guy?
This one is Smosh.
Okay. Let's see that.
It's super dumb, but it's kind of funny, I guess. Here it is.
All right. Let's have a look at that. And there he is choking as he's running. It's in a toothpaste tube. He's going to squeeze that into his mouth. It's disgusting. Okay, this is dumb.
It's super stupid.
They make $2 million a month. But they did have to come up with that. I mean, meat in a tube. Delicious. Uh-huh. Oh, that's the one where you can see her cooch. Okay.
It's funny, though. I mean, it's...
It isn't funny, but it is funny.
Dumb, but it's
funny. But you know what? Congratulations on figuring out a way to make $2 million a month, guys. Damn.
The writers on SNL are like, WTF.
I know. How am I not making $2 million a month on YouTube?
That has 105 million views.
Of course it doesn't. We just added to it.
105 million.
And how are they not in trouble for using images of other...
How are they not?
Well, it's YouTube. I mean,
I wonder if they pay a subscription to... what's the Getty Images? And then
they
can use
like
whatever
covers?
Thing.
Do people pay, royalties and rights for a song you cover?
Well,
somebody else's
they're
music.
Not supposed to do it.
Are you not supposed to?
No.
Well, it's all over the place, though.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't get it.
Yeah. It's not all over the place. It's not on our damn podcast.
That's right. It's all over YouTube.
So there's another guy. This guy speaks another language. We don't know what he's saying. In fact, even his summary in this thing was all in... It looks sort of like... Oh, well, it says Indonesia. Maybe... I don't know what they speak in Indonesian, but I don't recognize any of these words. His name is Atta Halilintar, and he has 18 million subscribers and makes just under $2 million a month. What does he do, even?
I don't know. His
Were you
most...
afraid to play it?
Yeah, I'm afraid to, because this is like a prank video. This is
there,
most...
He's sort of driving and talking. And...
This has the most views of all his videos, but I don't understand.
He's
what...
just waving to people. Is he in Jakarta?
I don't know where
Did
he is.
Did you hear that the capital... I think it's Jakarta. Yeah. It's sinking.
So they're moving it.
They're moving it to Borneo.
I'm like, well, you got to go where you're not flooded. So
How
bizarre.
Frightening is that?
Really frightening. I guess they're planning out a whole new capital city. Yeah, global warming's not real. this guy's name is Collins Key. He's an American entertainer, actor, host, magician, brand ambassador, and former finalist on America's Got Talent. So what's his talent? Was he comedian? He makes about a little over $2 million a month. So
he's a magician also. So I wonder if that's what it was.
So these are the people who are making like I read these and I think, oh, maybe other people's kids can become YouTube. Like your friend Diego? Why not?
I'll tell you why. He's not that good at it, but
Well, he's young yet.
He's a very nice boy. I like him a lot, but I just watching his videos, which he's trying to set up what these guys are doing.
Right.
But I told you, one of the times he's like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give away one of my skateboards. I'm like, I bought you that. You knucklehead.
You're his only subscriber. You can win it back and give it back to him.
Yeah, that would be funny.
I can't believe this.
I won my skateboard back.
Look what I found.
Here, why don't you give it away again?
Colin Key's thing, his most successful video is one about pancake challenges. It's a pancake art challenge. So they basically make art out of pancakes.
So they have like it's in like a mustard squeezer or a, and then they're drawing it onto the griddle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So this guy is pulling $2 million a year, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Markiplier.
Watch the moment of truth right here.
All right, the moment of truth.
It's pretty funny. They flip the pancake and it has the actual face on it. It's hilarious. Oh.
Oh, my God. That is legit.
That's talent right there.
They colored all the pancakes. That's actually... Do they do this pancake challenge all the time?
I don't know. This is their most successful one. Let's see where it's at. This has...
All right. Never mind. I'm sorry I asked. I shouldn't have asked.
This has
that.
Only 90 million views, so...
Oh, is that all?
They're failing.
Markiplier, he's number 6 on this list. He is an American YouTuber from Honolulu. Began his career in Cincinnati, Ohio. What career? Like, what does he do? Is he also a...
Well, that's...
he's a gamer.
Career.
Oh, he...
Yeah, he's a gamer, dude. So he's showing you... This is one about a scary game.
Oh. Oh, well, let's see. Guy's got 24 million subscribers. There's nothing on YouTube. This is proving to me.
You know, if kids like it, that's the part that trips me out. Kids like it.
This guy's over $2 million a month. A month! This next guy, Huega German, he's a German dude, but he's a Chilean YouTuber, comedian, and writer. I guess he writes, it sounds like he's a funny song guy, so at least this might be sort of entertaining.
Okay.
This is, he's close to $2.5 million a month, 36 million subscribers. Now he's a sexy Chilean German guy,
yeah.
And he's really just jumping.
Well, he's going to start talking to you about stuff. I feel safe airing this because I read the subtitles.
Oh. Well, you know, 36 million people love that guy, Vinny. That guy's making $2.5 million.
111 million views.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm just going to run through the rest of these, get to something else. Dan TDM, he makes about $2.6 million a month.
You haven't even gotten to that little boy that does the
No, he's
the
not
game.
On here.
What?
He's not in the top 10, apparently.
All right.
This is worldwide. And maybe these are just the biggest monthly earners, because I thought that dude did make
like, I thought, although these numbers are well over, like PewDiePie is close to $100 million a year if he's making $8 million mm-hmm. bucks a month, you know? There's Vanoss Gaming. He does montage style videos of him and other creators playing various video games. Dude Perfect, who's making well over 3 million, 45 million subscribers. He's an American sports entertainment. Oh, it's a group, and they're from Frisco, Texas. I saw Frisco. I went, what?
I think they Frisco, do Texas. Elaborate stunts, right?
Yeah, it's super cool.
I think they're the ones that do like a basketball.
Yeah, from the roof.
They
of
are all right. former high school basketball players and college roommates at Texas A&M. So there's some twins in this, and some kind of.
There's a bunch of cool stuff here. Like they just have like random.
These guys.
There's a frisbee with a cup on top of it, and they throw a ping pong that lands right inside the cup.
That's amazing.
As they're passing the frisbee.
Boy,
so funny.
I have to subscribe. 45 million subscribers and $3.5 million a month.
A month.
It's incredible. And number one's PewDiePie, and he sucks.
Well, look, I mean, you know what? After seeing what's out there, my boy Diego's on his way.
That's what I'm thinking. Why couldn't Diego do it? You know?
He could.
How many subscribers does he
I
have?
I don't know.
His mom.
His cousins.
Right.
I'll look while you do your next story.
Ed Sheeran's taking a break, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, finish up that.
He deserves it.
He does. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but he went and put a post up about it. During his last gig in England the other night, he told the crowd, as you may or may not know, I've been on the Divide tour for over 2 years now, and this is the last day of the whole thing. There's something very bittersweet about it. This is my last gig for probably 18 months. Mm. It kind of feels like, in a weird way, you're breaking up with a girlfriend you've been with for years. Sounds odd, but it's been a long tour. And then in an Instagram post, he tallied up all the numbers. He said, 9 million people, 893 days, 46 countries, 175 cities, 260 shows, 268 touring crew, 193,265 miles traveled, 2 broken arms, 3 marriages, 4 babies. What a wild ride. There must have been babies born at his concert, or he married people on stage. And doesn't say anything about his broken leg. Officially the biggest tour of all time. So weird to say that, and we survived it. So congratulations, Ed Sheeran.
My boy Diego has 23 subscribers.
All right.
There's a bunch of videos I've missed too, so I'm going to have to, like, my first slime video, my first time playing Fortnite with you guys. I have to stop blogging, but he wrote half, like H-A-L-F.
Half? I have to stop?
I don't know what that means. I'm sure that's an inside joke you'd know.
Yeah, maybe something with the video. Yeah.
But anyway, that's 23 subscribers. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to look at
that's good. He's up to 23. I mean, you know, one subscriber at a time.
I bench pressed 65 pounds.
He's just a little kid.
He is.
And I want to give you a quick update on the Judge Mathis story. This is TV judge who hocked a loogie on a valet. That guy says, I've got his DNA, and I'm going to get it tested and prove that it's him.
Because
he's denied. Like, Judge Mathis is saying, right. No, I didn't. And by the way, I didn't wait 15 minutes for my car. I waited 40 minutes for my car. My Rolls Royce.
That's a long time to wait.
Well, the frustration is understandable, but you don't spit on anybody ever, first of all. And if you're known, you don't. I mean, he's a known dude. What,
right.
You don't know?
There
especially
are witnesses
in that area, right.
The man claiming he was spat upon by the judge believes DNA will crack the case. Judge Mathis strongly denies spitting on this guy. By the way, he didn't just spit in his face. He launched some onto the guy's shirt with separate spit.
Gross.
So spit on him more than once. Ugh. And this, because the guy's lawyered up now. Mm-hmm. That lawyer says he not only did the spitting, he walked over and bragged about it to some nearby people. Yeah, I just spit on that guy and bring my Rolls Royce back in time.
I am so disappointed in
I know.
Him.
The lawyer says there's at least 2 witnesses who can back up the valet's story. The valet's filed the police report, and Detroit detectives are investigating. And now he's providing DNA evidence.
Monica Lewinsky. Style.
Well, not quite that style, but, you know, still DNA. It's, you know, you can get it from spit.
Yeah.
All right, Ben, what's coming up?
So much, including a hotel chain that's getting with the program, so I'll give them some, plus some siblings that got married.
Oh, what?
Right. And more after these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:36 and it's almost Friday. It's right around the corner. Yep. Thank you, Morgan.
It's only Thursday.
Yeah, it's only Thursday.
Oh, come on.
We're doing a secret show today, but we're not peeking for the week or anything. Or we sort of peeked for the week earlier when
Vinny did his review.
Of Lion King live action or live-ish action. Awesome CG action. So that was good, right?
Yeah.
Now we'll get to all the texts and stuff.
The boys already did that, though, so.
Yeah, but, you know, it's nice to hear from yours. And, you know, we get to hear what your daughter thought.
I thought the art was incredible. Mm. It'll ruin cartoons for you.
Right.
The kids coming up now, they're not. It's like when I used to see black and white TV and I'd go, I'm not watching that.
Right. I know there's color. I'm not watching
Well,
that.
It's just like the old shows, too. They're dated.
Sure.
The actual show itself is so dated.
Right, they couldn't show a toilet, for God's sake. I mean, come on.
Get out of here.
And then you get to go from can't even show a toilet on TV to like Train Spotting, where the dude is just crawling into the most disgusting toilet you've ever seen. Okay, it's time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Planet Home.
Mm.
Experience Planet Home this September 13th through the 15th, featuring live music, interactive exhibits, local food, and beverage program, all to solve the planet's future.
Sure.
Visit planethome.eco for info and tickets. Why are you guys making, are you all right? Did I do something wrong?
No.
Why are you making googly eyes at Brent?
Oh, she's making weird faces.
I wasn't. I looked at him and he was like, huh?
Yeah, I was like, what are you?
And I'm like, you know, you can't read my mind. So I'm like, oh, you know,
yeah,
my mind.
Exactly.
I don't know. I'm just trying to be funny, I guess.
All right.
You know, I'm always trying.
Did we find out if we got video of her picking a boogie?
Oh, yeah. Did we get video?
I'm going to check on that. I'll be back.
All right. Thank you.
Just don't put that. Please don't put that in the.
Yeah, no, we need to see it. I would like to see it.
No. I don't want that to be. I really like to be able to trust that Vaughn goes away from me when I pull a Kleenex out.
Labor Day is this. Don't put it on Vaughn.
I'm putting it on Vaughn. I have said to him 50 times.
Vaughn is a nice person
and
does a great job.
Yeah.
And by the way, I better be able to buy your record tomorrow.
Yeah, your record's not on iTunes. He won't look at me. I can tell that my boogie is on that thing because he's looking at me and smiling. It is his fault. It's his fault. I hold up the Kleenex. You see the Kleenex.
Confirmation that he's just basically putting it on the person who talks because that's how the show works, you know?
Right.
And then looking down at his computer.
Do like the rest of us and save your booger picking for the commercial break.
Sometimes it's in my nose. It needs to be addressed.
PlanetHome.eco for info and tickets. Here's what's happening.
All right.
College football begins today, everyone. Yay! And a lot of games going through the whole weekend. So
that's good. And over Labor Day, you'll have extra
fun.
Day to watch.
And it is Labor Day this Monday, the end of summer.
No, not the end.
Bye-bye.
Close to the end, but not the end.
Have a good one.
Couple weeks of summer left, everybody.
Three. Marriott, the world's largest hotel chain, is eliminating travel-sized toiletries.
You know what? I'm standing up for that. That is great. I've often thought, what an effing waste. Not
piles and piles of one-time use plastic.
It's horrible.
That end up in the trash heap.
Right. People didn't even bother to take those with them. I'm like, I don't even like this stuff. I'm not using it. I'm not taking this.
The change will affect roughly 500,000 guest rooms and will
great.
Be made at most of its 7,000 hotels around the world by 2020.
Jesus, they have 7,000?
They have Marriott, Marriott Courtyard, Ritz-Carlton, W Hotels, and Sheraton.
Mm.
So all of those single-use plastics going away.
I don't know what they'll do to replace them. Maybe those dispensers
big
in the shower.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You just pump those things out.
Yeah. That's better because you don't want to like necessarily hold some bottle that somebody else has been like, who knows what they did with that thing, you know? But the pumps,
who knows what they did with that thing?
Who knows what they did with it? I don't know.
The things people do with things.
People do things with things.
I know.
Yeah,
you don't have to tell me. I'm the one that knows.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because
he just suspects it.
Mm-hmm. People are disgusting.
People
you don't need to.
People are disgusting.
Go to the internet. You'll find out.
And frankly, when I go to a hotel, I have my own soap and my own shampoo and conditioner mm-hmm. with me. I pack it too. I take a travel size. I squeeze my stuff into a little mm-hmm. travel thing.
I bring my own bedding.
You basically bring your whole own.
That's a little too far.
Whole own house.
We get you.
Yeah. I try not to think about it because every time I go in a hotel now, I think about what Vinny says.
I do too.
So I just try not to think about
Vinny's
it.
Vinny's all in my head. Every hotel room I go into.
Yeah, well, everybody's faces were in the same spot on that same pillow.
Yeah, it's all right.
Is it?
It is. I'm so far so good.
You ever sleep with a drooler?
Sure. I am a drooler.
Oh my God,
people are sleeping on my drooly pillow spot now.
And the places pillows get put when people are in the middle of doing stuff.
Oh. Mm. Sure, there's that too. I didn't think of that. But I sleep with a pillow jammed between my legs every day. Every night?
Mm-hmm.
Or every day if I'm sleeping during the day.
Nice.
Right? It's good.
Right.
It's a solid pillow.
A Florida mom was outraged after her 9-year-old daughter's school allegedly asked her to cover up. Your tank top is distracting the boys.
A tank top?
This is a 9-year-old, everyone. And the school said, our rules indicate you should not be wearing...
Wait, this isn't the mother of the 9-year-old. This is... A 9-year-old.
No, the mom was outraged. The 9-year-old was at the school, went to school in a tank top in Florida.
Yeah.
It's hotter than a huckabuck there.
I was 9 years old and still topless on the beach. Yeah. My mom just didn't care. I think somebody said something to me like, aren't you a little old to be topless on the beach? I was like, oh, am I?
Oh. Cover your little
mom,
boobies.
Can I have a... I didn't have any little boobies. It was just like a flat kid chest, you know?
Right.
But
then suddenly I was self-conscious. It takes someone pointing it out to you before you really notice stuff.
Wow.
My mom would just be like, go. Just be naked.
Well, right.
Here's a bar of soap. It's raining. Go outside with your brother and sister.
That's a true story, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is fully...
It's raining out. Here's a bar of soap. Go shower outside.
Yeah.
And then what?
And then here's a towel.
And then you're showered for the day?
Apparently so. Well, listen, it's warm and it rains a lot in the summer in New England and other places besides California where it never rains except.
But where were you standing?
Outside off the porch. You just go out. There's like
dirt? There's cement.
There was a cement walkway. But okay. We could go onto the lawn. We weren't limited. We could play in the mud. As long as in the end we wiped it, you know, got it all off of us.
But like other neighbors are all, the Clark family's bathing in the showering in the rain in their backyard again.
Our yard was pretty, it was the front yard, but it was very private.
The front yard?
Yeah, you know how New England is. Like,
I've never been.
You know what? I lived out in the country. We had at least a 2-acre lot. All the houses were separated by a gully or, you know, a stand of trees or something. There's no fences. It's... just sort of rolling territory.
And you shower in the yard.
So it was pouring. My mom would be like, and we'd be like, what are we going to do today? It's pouring. We can't get on our bikes and go anywhere.
Go take
She'd
a shower
like,
in the
oh
rain.
Oh my God, take this soap and go outside and take a shower. Oh, that sounds fun. All right, we're going to do that. Sounds great. It's still 90 degrees out, even though it's pouring.
This 9-year-old attends an intermediate school and was told to put a hoodie on.
Oh.
Your tank top is distracting the male students.
Oh, the poor boys. How do you guys how do you deal with it?
According to the student handbook, shirts must cover the midriff area and may not have spaghetti or thin straps less than 2 inches thick.
Oh, so they actually have...
Which a tank top is smaller than that.
Yeah, definitely. An inch and a half, maybe an inch.
Kate decided not to call the school and fight with them about it, but that she did a peaceful protest. So the little girl wore a t-shirt the next day that said, I have the right to bare my shoulders. Mm. And the boys in the family wore, real men aren't distracted by shoulders.
Well, it seems to me that the person who was distracted by the little girl's tank top was some dude, not the other 9-year-olds.
Well, that's a 9-year-old isn't. I mean, I wanted to kiss girls at 9, but I didn't know anything about sexuality,
right.
Or
and a t-shirt is just as clingy as a tank.
I'm surprised by this. This is over sexualizing
like
a young,
mm-hmm. right.
a really young kid.
Yes.
Right, she's 9.
9.
I mean, they do say kids mature faster now, but 9 is still 9.
Well,
maybe
anyway,
she actually has boobs.
She doesn't. No, I have a picture flat. Of her yeah, right yeah. here. This is her. She's a little. She's a little tiny girl.
She's a tiny little 9-year-old. Mm-hmm. She's a little tomboy too. She's muscular. Look at her arms. She's guns.
Yeah.
She couldn't be any cuter. And she's and it's a black tank top, too. It's not like it's like a see-through, filmy thing.
Yeah. Anyway, mesh, they had a peaceful protest, and I don't know that the dress code at the school has changed, but this was her example of saying, well, we'll let our opinion be heard.
Yep.
And it went viral. If you're someone that is distracted because a female is showing her shoulders, someone needs to tell that boy, you need to be able to focus yourself, and women are not objects.
Right.
You puke.
It's not an invitation. They can wear whatever they want.
Right. Right. Mm.
It's just disheartening to hear in this day and age.
How disgusting. How do your disgusting habits compare to everyone else? Speaking of picking
of
your nose, it's at the top of the list.
Yeah, everybody does it.
Sarah does it in public on camera.
No, I don't. I was using a tissue because of freaking allergies and then a big booger came out. And I was like, oh my God, this is horrifying. There's a camera on me. I can't even have a private moment with my boogies.
Was it ropey?
No, it was more like a, I don't want to talk
clump.
About it.
Yeah, just a big, just I'll go look.
Dry,
as soon as,
probably dry, right?
It was just like a sticky little boogie.
Was it
know?
Tempting?
Oh yes, Vinny. I was
Are
starving
you
to death. I'm so hungry. Oh my God.
I mean, there was a time.
Vaughn said he won't isolate it though.
Just take it out. Can't you put like a flock of bees? What are they called? Swarm of bees over it? Where they stuck on my
a flock
face?
Is good. I like a flock.
Zoom in, Vaughn. Zoom in.
Don't zoom in. I'm just doing it right now because you guys are making
Do you pick your nose? 77% of people said yeah.
Of course you do. Oh, you have to.
Leave dirty dishes in the sink?
Yeah.
Well, where else are you going to leave them?
Sometimes. Better there than on my bedside table. Kidding. I don't eat in bed.
You do, don't you?
I don't.
Oh, all right. Pee in the shower?
Sure.
Yeah, that's normal. That's not even a thing.
That's saving a flush.
Pick your scabs?
Yes.
Chew with your mouth open?
Try not to.
Pick your butt?
If it itches.
Right. I mean, that's...
I'm going to do what I got to sit here and... Right. I mean, my underpants are crammed up there. I get itchy. Yeah.
Ouch.
Sometimes you got to... That's still on my list of favorite answers when people say, what are you doing? Picking my butt. I just like to say it. Mm. You know, when you're a kid and you're picking your...
Yeah. Kids don't even know that it's so gross. They're just like, oh, it's, you know, digging at it. Like, oh.
I always see kids picking their butt.
Right. Well, they do it. You know?
Well, they're just not cleaning themselves well.
Mm. Gets itchy down there. And I'm done cleaning you. You're 8, you know?
Like... Are you, though?
Oh, yeah. I was pretty harsh with the cutoff all the times.
31-year-old Andrea Walker, this is a story out of England, and her 28-year-old brother Christopher Brennan came up with a plan to get married.
All right. So they love each other. They're brother and sister who are in love.
No, I'm leading you on. They actually have significant others, but what their thought was is we could have a wedding where both of us get married at the same time.
Oh, a double wedding.
A double wedding.
Yeah, that's lovely.
To save some dough.
I actually think I don't see why not. Especially if you're super close as a family, and like, why not?
Yeah, well, as long as they're not jealous of each other, one's taking the shine and the other one isn't.
Right.
As long as everything's cool.
The people that they're marrying are also super close friends.
Yeah.
Like I was going to say, the other partner's got to be on board. Or,
right.
Or, you know, someone might feel like, no, we'll get our own.
I really like to have my own wedding.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I think that's great. And just even for the family, it's like we're going to kill two birds with one stone. It saves us going to another wedding in 6 months.
So they say they saved about, where is it, $6,000 by combining their weddings. Oh, well, look at them. None of them are that cute.
Oh, let me see. Are
That's
they ugly?
Too bad.
They're all ugly?
No, they're not.
Oh, they're fine.
Look more closely. They're not.
Well, the one couple's better than the other couple.
Are they?
Oh.
Keep looking.
Oh, come on. They're both adorable.
Are they?
You know, they're from Wisconsin.
They are?
Yeah.
They're not from Wisconsin.
Oh,
they're from England.
Oh, okay. I'm seeing it says Wisconsin right here. It does.
I think that's an ad.
Okay.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
So they all smile with
their part of the picture.
Well, I know. It says Wisconsin right there.
Dingus. Look. That's not that. Oh, for crying out loud. Our text
says it right next to it. I'm sorry.
I'm not ready to do the text yet.
Oh, okay.
I got more stories. The 5 most valuable majors. This is according to website bankrate.com.
Oh, in college, a college major.
They just ranked 162 different college majors.
And English Lit, number one.
Did you major in that? That was me.
I didn't. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
She's taking your story again, Vin.
I'm not. I'm saying that.
She majored in horses.
Yeah, Russian history. Come on.
You were Russian history?
No, I majored in horses. I actually did major in horses.
The five most valuable majors are naval, architecture, and marine engineering.
What's that?
Nuclear engineering.
Oh, that seems good.
Pharmacy sciences.
Oh.
Genetics.
Oh.
Electrical engineering. These are the five most valuable majors, the ones I just read to you.
Well, my kid's doomed.
And on the least valuable list, drama and theater arts.
Oh, that's too bad.
Visual and performing arts.
Oh.
Composition and rhetoric.
So basically all the fun ones.
Linguistic and comparative language and literature.
Oh.
And fine arts.
Well, I'm glad my kid didn't go into linguistics, though. Fine arts, though, you know. Look, they're outlets. Go have fun at college, everybody.
Well, you should have fun.
You're not going to wind up doing what you're doing anyway.
But I do know that the girl I was going out with in college, she was like, I just got to get out of this school. I want my dad to get off my back.
A liberal arts
degree. She did liberal arts, and she was just like, screw it. I just want to be done. Mm-hmm.
Just sort of a well-rounded education.
Right, but why would you want to bleep you to your dad to just finish school? Like, why go if you just don't even want to go?
Well, maybe it was the dad's dream, and she didn't want to let him down.
I guess. She just bleep you majored him. Like, I'll just do anything just to be done.
Hey, she got a degree.
All right.
I wonder if it helped her.
I don't know.
Is that Karen?
It doesn't matter.
So it
yes.
is.
We don't.
But she's a successful business owner now.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I thought you showed me a thing where she's.
Whatever
like
I showed you is the last time I looked at that. Oh. I can tell
well,
you that for
up.
Sure.
Let's
I don't
look up
want
your old
to.
Girlfriend.
No.
Beautiful.
Zero.
Beautiful girl. I don't know why you blew it with her.
No way. Why? You don't. Yeah, you do know why I blew it with her. It was this radio career.
Yeah. But still, it seems
you know
like,
exactly
like
the story
you
about
loved
how I
her,
blew it with
she
her.
Loved you. You guys could have moved together, but you were like, "No, you're not going with me. We're moving to LA." No,
we are.
And then he didn't. And then he doesn't even call her.
Look, that's radio. Right. That story is exactly what radio does to our poor hearts. It just breaks them and smashes them.
You did that. You did that.
Damn.
You were moving 40 miles away to L.A.
I'm not talking about that part. I'm talking about how radio was like, you're hired.
You're not hired.
Get yourself ready to move. You're going to be doing mornings in L.A. And then out of nowhere, the company sells. Mm-hmm. The boss that hired me was removed from his office on a Friday.
Didn't call you or anything.
I don't even blame him. He was told to get, here's a box. Fill it with your stuff and be out by this afternoon.
Security will meet you here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The station was gone.
It happens. Mm-hmm. It doesn't usually happen like it happened for us at DRE. We had 6-8 weeks between the time we knew that the station was sold and the time it would. Like, I don't know. That seems like a bad idea to let DJs who've been fired continue to work.
Well, he got his money. He didn't care.
He, did.
He was like,
care,
I'm
right?
out of here.
It's like, I don't even own this place anymore. I got my money. Honey.
Money.
Yeah, that was double heartbreak. I lost Karen and the gig. Yeah.
You didn't have to lose
but you didn't,
Karen.
Like, try to pick it back up and call her.
Well,
anything.
I couldn't.
He'd said, no, you're not moving with me.
Yeah. Did you run into her at a party later or something like that?
I did. When I ran into her, she was like, what the hell are you doing here? And I was like,
I never left. It was just my elaborate way of breaking up with
exactly.
you, I guess.
It wasn't planned that way.
Uh-huh.
Did you guys pick it back up?
No.
That's too bad. You blew it. She was a good one.
How was I going
to? You wound up with the right person.
I'm good. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Right.
I didn't mean to tell that story. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Radio's mean. That's all.
Can be.
Radio's a mean business. As repeated by the K-pop jocks right now.
Oh, my God.
Right. I was going to say something
just thinking about them.
That stuff, the new format doesn't start till September 6th, so I'm wondering, and because we're working, I don't know
what's either.
Being playing over there, but I'm wondering, are the morning or afternoon, whoever, still
I don't
there?
Know.
Well, like we just said, usually you don't let a jock who's been fired stay on the air.
Yeah. Right.
Doesn't behoove you.
Right.
It's not going to.
So maybe they're just playing music.
Probably not going to be good.
Well.
That sucks, though. I'm actually so sad to
I'm
hear
so
it.
I'm so bummed out for everyone
Well,
there.
You know what? Someone wrote me and said something like, what is Look, this dates back to 96 with the Telecommunications Act when they started allowing big business to own tons of sticks and they got it started buying them up. All that was the beginning of the end right there.
Yep.
As soon as corporations took over radio. And at first, the funny part is, boy, how dumb am I? I'm thinking we're all going to be rich. Yeah.
No, we're all going to be fired. We're all going to be downsized.
That's it. Well,
we got a board. We got stockholders to worry about. So we just need to shave 15% off the top here. We'll let you pick, Mr. Petey. But I'm already on a skeleton crew. That's too bad. You're going to have to find a way.
But we're going to hire some corporate bigwig to oversee everything. We're going to create a new position.
Oh, my God. The computer programs that eliminated bodies were the first thing.
Yep.
We don't need jocks in there.
No,
this thing will run everything.
Yeah, there's a lot. You just even here locally, this is one of the major markets, and there are very few, or far fewer, live shows than there were even 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, to step off of the grim outlook. Interns, we're looking for interns. You can be.
Radio. You might be our next boss.
You might very well.
Hey, we've talked about the Farm League and that there isn't much of one.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You could be the next big deal if you come in and intern with us and get your foot in the door.
Sure. We'll get you a YouTube channel all for yourself.
Oh, boy. All right. I'll read text after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.